they've brought an awful freshness. Something very similar to what Brian has done when he was in Donegal. Double promotions. A lot of new players. Very similar style of football as well. He likes to let the ball in early. They're very good at running the ball. They run a lot of ball from the half-back line through the middle third. They like to let the ball in early. They've got good ball winners inside, Keelan O'Boyle, and Emma McGuckin has done really well. They have a lot of pace as well. Benny Hearn's got pace. Enda Lynn has been probably one of the best players in the league, and Mark Lynch is probably has been the best player in the league. So the player I like, to be honest with you, is Kieran McFaul at wing half forward. I think he, for his age and for his first season, he's a very big lad. He's a strapping boy. He's got good athleticism, and he's got a very good right foot. So they're bringing a lot to the table in terms of their forward division, and there's other players, you know, to come in and add to that, like Declan Mullen and stuff, but they have a couple of warriors in the middle of the park, and I suppose, you know, we are missing one of our warriors and possibly two, you know, so that's going to be a tough ask for us at this moment in time, but hopefully over the next 2 weeks, you know, Big Neil will resolve himself. But the two guys that they have in the middle of the park have done exceptionally well for them. You know, they've fetched very well, they've controlled games, you know, experience, strength and power and all them things. We all obviously know how good a player Fergal Doherty has been down through the years, but I think himself and Patsy have done a really good job there. So, you know, that's going to be a major challenge for us on the 25th of May. And I suppose they have a lot of pace coming from the half-back line as well, particularly Gerardy Kane, who I thought was Derry's best player in the league final.